The teachings of Neville Goddard have completely changed my life, both physically and spiritually, and I wanted to share my story with you. Before I discovered Neville Goddard, I was into spirituality and manifestation in a big way, but it always felt like something was missing and I wasn't sure quite what. I was unhappy with my life both physically and spiritually. I wasn't happy with anything about my life, and I was constantly trying to manifest things that I thought would make me happy, like more money, and money did manifest and it didn't make me happy, and I tried to manifest more money than that, and I just kept on trying to manifest more and more and more money, and I felt like I just kept failing at it and I couldn't get consistent results with my manifestation, and I just really felt completely stuck. And then I discovered Neville Goddard, and Neville Goddard really helped me to manifest. Not only has Neville Goddard helped me to manifest, but he's actually told me who I was. The teachings of Neville Goddard can be broken up into two categories that Neville Goddard calls the law and the promise. The law is how to manifest and how the law of assumption works to bring your manifestations to you, and the promise is the realization of who you actually are. So let's talk about the law first of all. How Neville Goddard helped me to learn how to manifest properly. Before I discovered Neville Goddard, as most people do, they are using the law of attraction and they are getting sporadic results with it. But when you understand how manifestation actually works, it becomes so simple. And Neville Goddard taught this to me, and he taught me how to get consistent results. Neville Goddard himself learned how to manifest when he encountered his mentor called Abdullah, and Abdullah taught Neville Goddard how to manifest. Neville Goddard had a strong desire, something that he really wanted. He wanted to be in Barbados. All of his family lived in Barbados. It's where he grew up, and he currently lived in America, and he didn't have any money, but he desperately desired to visit Barbados. And Abdullah taught him to manifest in this way. He said, Neville, you are in Barbados. You are in Barbados. And Neville would say to him, yes, but nothing's happened. I still don't have any money. I don't know how to get there. I have all these doubts. I'm here. I'm obviously in America. And Abdullah would say, Neville, you are in Barbados. And finally, Neville got it, and he realized that he had to be in Barbados mentally, not physically, but in his imagination. And when he could feel himself in Barbados, he could feel the sea air, he could smell the sea, he could see the palm trees moving, he could see all of his family, he could imagine giving them all hugs. When he could imagine being in Barbados, that is when it would physically manifest into his reality. So Neville Goddard practiced being mentally in Barbados, and eventually he got a letter through the post with money from his brother and a ticket on the boat to Barbados. And before he knew it, he was actually physically in Barbados. Neville teaches us that feeling is the secret. And a lot of people have interpreted feeling to be emotion, but emotion is just part of a feeling, and it doesn't necessarily have to be involved in a feeling. A feeling is so much more than just emotion. We don't need to just experience gratitude for something to feel something real. We literally feel it real in our imagination. We feel it with our five senses, with every part of our body, then we feel it real. Neville teaches us that we have control over our own desires, over manifesting what we want. He says, ask yourself what you want and then give it to yourself. You don't need to ask the universe. You don't need to beg God. You don't need to tell the universe what you want. You just need to decide for yourself, and then you give it to yourself with your imagination. Neville Goddard teaches us the right way to manifest, which is to use the imagination. And he has a favorite time of day for using the imagination, and that is just before sleep. He refers to this as sats, the state akin to sleep. It means the state that your body is in when it is almost asleep, when you're very relaxed. So you can use this technique at any point in the day, but you have to get yourself into a relaxed state, a state akin to sleep. But he emphasizes the need to use this technique before you fall asleep, mainly so you avoid thinking of anything negative when you fall asleep, because a lot of people review their day and they replay negative conversations over and over again in their mind when they fall asleep. And this is what is going to manifest if you do this. So if you get into the habit of consciously deciding what you want before you fall asleep and imagining that you have it and loop it on repeat over and over again while you fall asleep, then this is going to speed up your manifestations. He said, never sleep in the consciousness of failure. Neville said, believe that you are what you want to be. And he also spoke about faith. A lot of people doubt their manifestations. A lot of people are constantly in a place of doubt where they hear how to manifest and then they say, well, I don't really believe it because my physical reality hasn't changed yet. And Neville taught us that our physical reality has got no bearing on what will actually manifest in the future. Everything can shift and change radically based on what you see in your physical reality right now. Neville said, faith doesn't question. Faith knows. Faith knows because faith has already imagined. But how does faith really know? How can we be so sure? And this brings me on to the next topic, the promise. How Neville Goddard told me who I really am. Knowing who I truly am really gave me the power to believe in my manifestations. Before that, I had so much doubt. I really couldn't get behind the fact that I could have the ability to manifest whatever I wanted. So that knowledge, that theory of who I am and why I have that power was absolutely crucial for believing and having faith in my manifestations. And this is what Neville called the promise. And I think both are as equally important as each other. Now, I'd been into spirituality for a long time and I'd heard all kinds of things like, we are all one, we are part of the one mind, we're part of the universal mind. I'd heard all that stuff and I thought, yes, that sounds very nice. Yes, I can get behind that, I can believe that. But I never really truly embraced it in my heart of hearts. I never really stopped to believe what it actually meant to be part of the universal mind or to be the universal mind. Because if there's only one, you're not part of something. You are the one. And nobody had ever laid it down in such language as Neville Goddard said. Nobody had ever said it as blatantly as Neville said it to me. When I heard it from Neville's mouth, I literally stopped in my tracks and did a double take. And then I literally got it. I got what it meant. And these are some of the very powerful things that Neville said that really shook me to my core. God became man, so man could become God. And if you really think very deeply about what that means, then your whole life makes sense suddenly. Neville said, stop believing in God and start believing as God. Again, very powerful stuff. Your inner being is he who men call God. And a lot of us have been too scared to think thoughts like that, especially if you've come from a religious background, which I have personally. And people from this religion would say that is absolutely blasphemous. You could never say that you are God. How dare you even utter those words? And it's even scary to utter these words now, because I know how passionately people would feel from these particular religions on this topic. But religion has never freed me in the way that Neville Goddard's words have freed me. As a religious person, I always had a million doubts, a million unanswered questions. And as soon as I discovered Neville Goddard, all of my questions were answered. I literally had an answer to everything. There was not a shred of doubt in my mind that everything is me and I am the universal mind. But the universal mind desired to be man. It desired to be human. So cut itself off from God. It cut itself off from its universal mind so that you could experience being a human and then discover who you really are. Neville also said that it's your own wonderful human imagination that is God. That is your access to the universal mind, is your imagination. When you are imagining things, that is you using the power of your universal mind. certain verses from the Bible took on a whole new meaning and really literally shook me, physically shook me, like, be still and know that I am God. I mean, it's giving me the chills right now, just even saying it, even thinking it, and how we're led to believe that that is not as literal as it's written down. It's literally written as we're supposed to say it, as we're supposed to believe it, as we're supposed to think it, but we believe that somebody else said that to us, but they didn't. We are to say that to ourselves. Be still and know that I am God. It's only when you're still that you know the truth about who you are. And the next thing that Neville Goddard said, again, shook me to my core and made me see the world in a whole new light that I can never unsee. The world is a stage and God plays every part. If you really stop to think about that and how deep this is, you'll have a million questions about what that means. And most people won't want to believe that, and that is completely okay. Not everybody is ready for this. But that is the core of Neville's message. So after I discovered Neville and I truly embraced and listened to his principles, enveloped them in my life changed beyond all recognition. So first of all, my life changed very physically and very dramatically. I was able to manifest a complete transformation in my entire lifestyle. Everything just completely transformed. I had big, big movements, physical movements. We moved to another country, something based on a desire that I never thought I could possibly have. People moved physically to me, something I never thought would physically happen. Massive things shifted and changed in my life in a very physical way. And that was only the start of it. Not only did I manifest most of my human desires, but I also felt completely different as a person. It completely transformed the way I view myself, the way I view my life. I experienced total freedom as a human. I experienced total freedom in my thoughts, in my mind, in terms of who I believe I really am. I no longer mind what other people think of me because I know where their thoughts really come from. I have total forgiveness of everybody. Because God is playing all the parts, so how could I not forgive God? Because I am God, and I see the point of the good and the bad in human experience now. I've really had my eyes open as to what the purpose of it all is, what the purpose of suffering is. I totally accept myself as a human. I appreciate life so much more, and I see perfection everywhere. Everything is perfect. The good's perfect, the bad's perfect. Everything is completely perfect and as it should be. I don't worry about the future anymore, and I don't blame myself for anything anymore. I allow my human emotions to come up. I allow myself to feel negative, so-called negative emotions. I allow myself to feel sad. I allow myself to feel angry, and I don't beat myself up for it. I know I'm supposed to feel all these emotions. That's part of being a human. But I can't feel angry for long because I know where it all comes from. So you might be wondering, how do you actually manifest what you want? How do you manifest the dream life that you want? And I do this with a process called using a reverse memory. And this is based on Neville Goddard's teaching. It doesn't deviate from his teaching at all. I think it just helps you and also me to think about the imagination in a different way, in a way that makes it a bit more tangible to decide what to think about. And I create something called a reverse memory, which is a memory of something that you want to happen before it's actually happened. And that's just a very quick way to explain how to do this. And yes, it is based on Neville's teaching. It doesn't contradict Neville's teaching in the slightest. And after saying all this, you might be wondering, if Neville Goddard has changed my life so much, am I going to be solely focused on Neville's teaching? Is everything that I'm going to say on my YouTube channel, on my blog, is it all going to be in line with Neville's teachings and be explaining all of his teachings? And the answer is no. I am not going to be a Neville brand. There are lots of people out there who have decided that they want to be solely Neville brands, and that is great because I love to go to them for a source of information and to help to get a different explanation as to how Neville Goddard perceived things, but I personally have no desire to be just a teacher of Neville Goddard, and that is because I believe that I am an individual. Neville Goddard was a human with human limitations. I am also human with human limitations. I have my own thoughts that are different from Neville Goddard's, and yes, Neville Goddard has changed my life, but I don't see him as the sole provider of information. I believe that I get thoughts and input from lots of different people, and I do appreciate that everybody has a different perspective on things. So I don't just go to Neville for different perspectives. I love to listen to other people's perspectives, even if I don't agree with them. I really just enjoy having my mind challenged in a different way. And sometimes Neville Goddard's teaching is so intense that sometimes I want something much more lighthearted and using a language that we would use in our era, because Neville Goddard used a particular type of English that can be sometimes difficult to read. And if you're also obsessed with Neville Goddard, here are some mistakes to avoid. Don't become absolutely 100% obsessed with Neville Goddard and don't treat him like a god. I've seen some of these threads on Reddit where people are just arguing, no, Neville didn't say that, no, he didn't think that, Neville never used affirmations, and other people would say, he did actually use affirmations, so we are allowed to use affirmations, and other people say, no, he said he that you're never allowed to use affirmations, so don't use affirmations. And then people are arguing about the techniques that they're allowed to use because Neville did or didn't say that he believed in them. And Neville was a human just like everybody else. He changed his mind about certain things. And I believe that we move on in times, we think of different manifestation techniques, and that's the whole fun of manifesting. That's part of the fun of being a human, that human existence moves on, technology moves on, science moves on. It all points in the same direction, and it's all very exciting stuff, and I think we should embrace the newness of everything as well. Remember that your true nature is God, your nature. You don't have to think yourself as lower than somebody else just because they have more knowledge about Neville Goddard or somebody has more knowledge about the Bible than you do. You don't have to be a lesser person. You are a human invented by God. You are God. You're exactly how you're supposed to be as a human. So embrace your human self, knowing that your human self is perfect. There is no one above or below you. Everybody is playing the part that they have been assigned. You are perfection and you're here for a reason. Now, the biggest objection that people have with Neville Goddard's teaching is the objection to being God. So let me address some of this. Believing in an external God is a way for people to be controlled. So it's more in the interest of the people who want to control the people to make them believe in an external God that will punish them if they don't do the right thing. Believing that you are God sets you completely free. And I'm not here to bash religion. There is truth buried in all religions, and it's hidden in plain sight. So why is it hidden in plain sight? God hid it because he doesn't want everyone to discover the truth. So why wouldn't God want everyone to know the truth? Why wouldn't God want all humans to know that they are God if it's so wonderful and so freeing? And that's because God wants to experience everything. God wants to experience not knowing that the human is God. It's a different type of experience for God to experience being a human and feeling like you are cut off from God. That's a completely different experience that God will never experience unless God limits its consciousness. So religion is designed to be a little confusing. You can find in religion whatever you want to find. You can find things that control people, and you can also find things that set people free. Even Jesus said that his parables were supposed to be confusing to most people. Most people are confused by the true words of God, and they will just dismiss it, and that's what they're supposed to do. But some people have been given more awareness, and it's those people who will delve deeper and really get the true meaning, the true deep meaning contained in all religion. And the true meaning in all religion is that you are God. And not everyone is supposed to know this. And it's completely up to God which humans get this information and at what stage of their life they get it. And seeing as you're here, I am assuming that you have a high level of spiritual awareness. Otherwise, you wouldn't still be listening. You wouldn't have even found this piece of content in the first place. And it's funny how I found Neville Goddard, because I actually found him years and years and years ago, a very long time ago, and I listened to an entire audiobook full of all of his books, and it went in one ear and straight out the other ear. Everybody was raving about Neville Goddard years ago, and I tried to listen to it and I just couldn't get into it. It just didn't make any sense to me. I didn't have ears to hear, and that's because God hadn't given me the level of awareness that I needed to truly process Neville Goddard. So if you're not at that stage yet where you can process Neville Goddard, then don't worry. You just haven't been given that level of awareness yet. It's nothing to do with you. It doesn't make you stupid as a human. It just means that it's not been revealed to you by God just yet, because the timing just isn't right just now. And then all of a sudden, my eyes were open, my ears could hear, and the words of Neville were the truth in my life suddenly. And if you're at that stage, it's such a wonderful feeling, because every word of Neville Goddard is just like more and more truth bombs being thrown at you, and it just absolutely blows you away. And a lot of people have a debate whether the law or the promise is the most important thing in Neville's teaching. And a lot of people think, oh, we shouldn't be bothered to manifest all of these physical desires because that's not very spiritual. That's all an illusion anyway. It's not very godly. It's not very spiritual. We should just focus on the promise, remembering who we are spiritually, and then none of that stuff will matter. And I don't believe that that's true. I believe that the law and the promise are equally as important, because we are here as a human to experience our human existence, and we're being given these desires so that we can manifest them, not so we can push them away and think, well, that doesn't matter. I had this desire to have a really nice house and have a relationship and have some money and be comfortable and all this kind of stuff, as most humans do. It's a normal desire to have. And then we're not here to like push that away and say, I'm too spiritual for all that worldly stuff. I'm going to sit here and squalor and meditate all day and beg for food from people because I'm above working, because I'm too spiritual to work and earn money. I don't believe in any of that. I believe that we're here to fulfill our physical desires. If we were just here to be spiritual, then what would be the point in being a human in the first place? So I believe we are supposed to use the law of assumption, which means everything that we assume to be true is true. We're supposed to use that to get what we want physically. And also, people are not in the place of really receiving the promise of who they are until they have begun to manifest some of the things that they want physically. Because if you're so stressed about money, where's money coming from, and nobody loves me, I don't have a relationship, I've got really bad health, I can't function, I'm depressed, I've got these physical diseases and things like that, you're not going to be in any place to really want to embrace the truth about who you are. So I believe that they're both important, and whatever you are more called to focus on, that is exactly right for you at this stage of your life. Most people start with the law and then move on to the promise, but it can happen the other way around as well. Or some people just experience the promise and never the law. Doesn't really matter. There's no right or wrong. There's no right or wrong in anything. It's just all an experience. And if you do want to manifest some of your physical desires, if you want to manifest your perfect day, then I have a course to show you how to do that in the description below. And it's a very low price at the moment, so go and grab that. And you can also get my free gifts in the description below that show you how to manifest more effectively. And I have two videos for you to watch next. The first one is how to manifest using the law of assumption and why it's superior to the law of attraction. And the other one is how I manifested my dream life. And I'll show you exactly how I manifested everything I want. So go and check those out now. And let me know in the comments, are you a Neville fan? What is it about Neville that really changed your life? What's your favorite Neville quote? What's your favorite Neville book? And while you're there, like this video, subscribe for more, and now it's your turn to go and put your stamp on the world.